I'm Bronson Tigert here at the National FFA Convention with Proficiency winner Austin Nordyke in the Turf Grass Management. Austin, tell me where you're from and what you did for your SAE.
Yes, so I am from the Hugoton FFA chapter in Hugoton, Kansas. My SAE consisted of my turf grass management program and my lawn care business, Austin Nordyke Lawn Care. Over the past several years, I've been able to expand my business from starting out with 15 lawns and mowing for them and expanding that to over 65 lawns.
So what's the difference between what you did for your SAE and other kids your age that are starting or doing lawn care?
Definitely one of the biggest differences between my SAE and a lot of others are just simply the size and scope. I've talked to a couple other people, and I mean, they were mowing 15, 20 yards maybe. And I mean, I've really been able to expand my business a lot larger than most others.
So what are some challenges that came up while you were doing your SAE?
The biggest challenge that I faced in my SAE was definitely my time management position that I needed to take care of. So I was busy, of course, mowing my 65 lawns, but there in my senior year, I also purchased some rental houses. So I was taking care of renovating those. I mean, I was still chapter president of my FFA. I was student council president. So just being involved with that and being able to overcome that and having to change my work schedule and work ethics, and it really helped me overcome that problem.
So if you were to go back and give yourself some advice before you started your SAE, what would that advice be?
I would just definitely tell myself of how large and how much I would be able to expand the business and hopefully be able to just try to capitalize on that even more and just expand twice as much, if not three times more than what I ended up doing. I'm grateful for what I was able to accomplish, but if I were to give myself some advice back then, I would just tell myself to go all for it.
What would you tell other FFA members or maybe even other kids your age about taking on a project like this?
Definitely, if there's something that you're passionate about and there's something that you enjoy doing, just go for it. I mean, the best is yet to come. You never know what the outcome's going to be. Just exactly for me, I never even imagined I would have my business expand as much as it did.
So it sounds like you're really expanding into other areas. Are you wanting to continue with lawn care, or what other plans do you have for the future?
So I'm actually not mowing lawns anymore. I've kind of transitioned more into the mentor role. There's another gentleman in town who's mowing that's an eighth grader, so I'm kind of helping him and showing him the ropes, and kind of did that whenever I was back home the last summer. And from here, I'm a sophomore at Wichita State University studying engineering technology management. So future goals, right now, graduate. Not real sure what I want to do once I'm out of college, but I'm sure I'll figure that out soon.
I'm sure you will. So you're here on a big stage. You've got a big award. How are you feeling right now?
I'm pretty excited. It's such an honor to be able to be selected as the National Proficiency Award winner here in Turf Grass Management. I'm a little shocked and surprised, but again, just excited and honored to be selected.
Well, we want to congratulate Austin, Proficiency winner of the Turf Grass Management Division. With FFA Today, I'm Bronson Tigert.